Employers across America are telling their workers, get vaccinated now. Companies including Tyson Foods, United Airlines, and Walmart have imposed vaccine requirements on employees. CNN fired several who lied about their status and went to work unvaccinated. NPR's Andrea Hsu reports on the pressure that employers are feeling amid the Delta surge and how that is driving some to get creative.
Walk onto the floor of the Dr. Bronner's soap factory, and you're greeted by a pleasant and pungent aroma.
Smells like peppermint in here.
Peppermint bar soap is getting boxed up and ready to be shipped out. Nearby, Alice Gomez and Maria Ramos are hand-filling travel-size bottles of cherry blossom liquid soap. The workers here are wearing masks, they undergo weekly COVID testing, and now the bosses want everyone to be vaccinated. Gomez already is. She got her first shot back in February.
February and March, the second.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, totally.
But her teammate Maria Ramos?
Not yet,
she says. Dr. Bronner's is famous for its counterculture roots. It's now a major soap manufacturer with some 300 employees, about 200 of them on site at its headquarters in Vista, California. The company's public-facing employees, the event marketing team, for example, are required to be vaccinated, but for the rest, it's voluntary. David Bronner is the company's CEO. And because it's Dr. Bronner's, that stands for Cosmic Engagement Officer.
Totally respect all the companies and institutions that are mandating. I think that's really great. It's, you know, not our choice, but we feel like we're going to get to virtually the same place with the path we're taking.
And the path they're taking is giving out $1,000 bonuses.
We figured it was a very compelling number that you would have to really be into your anti-vax beliefs to forego it.
So why not a mandate? Well, Bronner says he didn't want to create bad vibes and ill will by forcing the vaccine on anyone. And he could afford this massive incentive. Sales of their soap and hand sanitizer exploded last year. Across the country, there is now an urgency to getting workers vaccinated, but how to get there is up for debate. Even among airlines, after United announced its vaccine mandate, Southwest, American, and Delta have said, we're not doing that. And of course, while some states have banned vaccine mandates, others are going all in. Take Washington State.
We have essentially what is a new virus at our throats.
That was Washington Governor Jay Inslee last week announcing all state workers and contractors must be vaccinated if they want to keep their jobs.
We are past the point of thinking we can test our way to safety here.
Vaccine mandates have been challenged in court, but so far they've stood strong. Unions have been split on mandates, even within their membership. Here's Richard Lewis Brown on a Zoom call with members. He's president of SEIU Local 1000, representing 100,000 state workers in California.
In our union, we have two groups, those for the vaccination and those against the vaccination. Well, guess what? I love you both.
Brown himself got vaccinated, but last month, he sent a cease and desist letter to California's HR department over its vaccine requirements. He says they're a violation of civil liberties.
To those who say you must get vaccinated, well, who are you to tell somebody what to do with their body? I thought people had the right to choose what went inside their body. At least that's what you claim.
Back at Dr. Bronner's, I ask Maria Ramos if she's worried about the shots.
Yeah, a little bit. I think about it.
She'll think about it. The $1,000 bonuses have not gone out yet. That'll start next month. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.